Welcome to Tennis Now's weekly news update show, where we've got all you need to know about what's going on in the world of tennis. I'm Ted Lepak, and today we're reviewing Day 8 of the Australian Open. A very exciting Day 8 concluded with Novak Djokovic dismissing Australia's last hope, Leighton Hewitt, in a trying four-set win. The Serb ran into trouble against the gritty Hewitt, who fought valiantly back before falling to the world number one. Before that, though, the day featured an impressive tennis from Kei Nishikori, who recorded the biggest upset of the tournament. The Japanese rising star needed 3.5 hours to fight off the feisty Frenchman Joe Wilfried Tsonga in a five-set thriller. Tsonga got off to a quick start, taking the first set in just over 30 minutes. Nishikori would respond and completely take over the match in the next 90 minutes. Tsonga's shots were off, and it seemed like Japan's tennis savior would be a sure thing to move on, taking the second and third sets. The Frenchman blasted his way into a fourth set win and set up a winner-take-all final set. With experience and momentum on his side, Tsonga seemed to be well on his way. However, Nishikori had other ideas. The 22-year-old dominated the fifth set, en route to his 6-3 victory and a spot in his first ever Grand Slam quarterfinal appearance, where he'll face Andy Murray, who was leading Mikhail Kukushkin before Kukushkin retired due to an apparent hip injury. The Scot has yet to be challenged thus far, only losing a set in the first round to American Ryan Harrison. In other fourth-round action, Richard Gasquet saw his run come to a screeching halt when David Ferrer made quick work of him. The Spaniard dominated from the start, converting 7 of 9 break chances and winning an unbelievable 40 of 46 points when making his first serve. Gasquet had trouble all match long and couldn't find the rhythm he'd seen during the first week. Ferrer moves on to face Novak Djokovic in the quarterfinals. She may not have been the highest seed to fall, but for many, Serena Williams' fourth-round loss to Russia's Ekaterina Makarova is the biggest upset so far on the women's side. Williams got off to a very slow start against the Russian's lefty serve, whose deep ground strokes kept Williams well back behind the baseline for most of the match. Williams fought off as long as she could, but Makarova just proved to be too much as she hit a backhand wide, giving the Russian the victory. This marks the earliest exit for Williams at Melbourne since 2008. Number 2 seed Petra Kvitova appeared to be on cruise control for the quarters when she faced number 21 ranked Anna Ivanovic earlier in the day. Ivanovic found herself on the defensive for most of the service games, allowing the Wimbledon champion to run away from the first set. Kvitova seemed poised to close out the match until an ill-timed overhead whiff caused her to lose her concentration in the next 8 points, as Ivanovic broke back from 5-all. Kvitova eventually forced things to a tiebreak when Ivanovic threw 2 double faults in early. It was enough for Kvitova to assume control and take the match. Be sure to tune in to the Australian Open and remember to check us out at tennisnow.com to stay informed about what's going on in tennis. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter for up-to-the-minute updates. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can see when we post new content. Thanks for watching and have a great day.